Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It is the first day of April,
and how do we get here? know, it is time for some things to change this morning. All that could happen did, and it's still happening. So thank you for your patience with me this morning. It is the first day of April, and the parking meters restrictions have been removed. So if you are parked in an area where there may be a slight possibility of you getting ticketed or towed, you need to get out there right about now and move your car, because it's April 1st and everything changes on April 1st. Not only the weather, but the street parking and sweeping and all that stuff. Anyway, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating a birthday. We're celebrating it with you. And today, we are, and as every day, we're just starting your day off with the Mindfulness Stress Release Session coming up at 7:15. But in the meantime, in between time, we are honoring the icon, the legend, who has made his transition and is now an ancestor, Brother Baba Lou Gossett Jr. And we will be joined by my co-host every first Monday of the month, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, so you stay close. Send someone a text or an email or a fax and let them know we're on this morning. And thank you so much for joining us. If you're online and you'd like to comment, we will be opening up the lines. And you can also comment on all of our social media channels on Higher Learning TV Show. That's TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. And you can find us there. In the meantime, in between time, it's tea time. How about that? How about a sip? Mm. Nothing like a good hot cup of tea first thing in the morning. And if you're heading out this morning, do be reminded that there's some traffic out there, and you do want to take your time, because this is the time of day that folks have accidents, and we don't want you to have an accident. So we want you to stay focused, and that is to allow yourself some extra time to do what it is that you need to do so that you can get where you need to go in one piece and not be in an accident. So please allow yourself some extra time this morning. And today, if you are headed out and about, just know that traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex. And that is not. This is. So, chaos and confusion is what you will hear, because I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything? There you go. There's the chaos and confusion. If you are headed out and about the morning commute, expect rain this afternoon between 2 and 3 p.m. It's dry now, but it's going to be some rain today, I guarantee most told you. Expect rain, and there is a power outage over an hour on the the Metro. And also the same with the South Shore. So expect delays if you're on either one of those. And then there are some snow showers headed our way tomorrow, 49, but it's over 30, honey, so that's good for me. Also the winter parking ban, I just told you about that. And street streaming. Can you say that? Street cleaning, not streaming, or sweeping, street sweeping. Okay, tongue twister. In other words, watch where you park. No reported delays on the Kennedy, but it is crazy as usual. 40 minutes in, 23 out on the Eden, 21 in, and 19 out on the Ike. You know, regular Monday morning madness on the Eisenhower. 43 in and 29 out on the Stevenson. Your usual delays coming off the Jane Byrne is 28 in and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, slow at 35th, the usual, 13 in and 21 out. On the Bishop Ford, northbound at Dalton Avenue, there's a lane blockage, and also there's another crash at 115th where a pole went down. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, that is 11 minutes in and 9 minutes out. So if you are a business owner or entrepreneur, then this is something that you want to be a part of, because if you have products or services and you need supplies, you need anything you can think of that you can buy at any other store on the planet, you can get through iTex. iTex is a registered agent with the IRS, and you can trade dollars instead of your cash, because if you're paying cash, you're paying too much. Excuse me. And I just thought I'd share that with you. And remember to set those DVRs for the Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And it is time for us to have a little quiet time here this morning. And we will do that just by breathing. You know, it's time to de-stress early in the morning. I'm already stressed out. Got to have my teacher calm me down. Along with some breathing, because if you are breathing real fast, but just shallow, you will notice that you might feel a little imbalanced, and we don't want you to feel that imbalance. We want you to feel good. So that's why we take the time to do the things that we do. And beginning with the word of the day from Mike House. And, you know, I just thought about the fact that when you send me information or when you request information, when you text me, you have to remember to put in exactly what it is that you want. I always ask you to text us for if you want to receive the daily inspiration, and I can share that with you, but you got to text me, okay? So just remember that. When you do text me, you've got to put in MMM for Monday Morning Mindfulness if you want the word of the day. If you want something else, you got to state that. Okay? All right, so here is for Monday, April 1st, 2024. The world is bright and beautiful to behold. How about that? Begin today with the feeling of living in a world that is simply beautiful. Yeah, I like that, don't you? Sit still for a moment longer and feel the magnificent gift of life thriving in you. How about that? You are alive. Because you are alive, not only is everything possible for you, but our world is also intensely blessed and more beautiful because of your presence. How about that? Now, with the understanding of your own value, recognize the blessing that it is every living person and thing. My eyes led by my heart stretch wide as they behold the bright, beautiful world before me. My breath is momentarily suspended as the beauty of the world before me flows into me. I am amazed and grateful that I am awakened in a consciousness during this lifetime. I am now wise enough to see the beautiful, bright, bountiful blessings in me and in all life forms. Thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, in me, around me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and that dwell therein. That's from Psalms 24:1. You are so beautiful. To me, I know I can't sing. I don't care. I'm just telling you how I feel about you, because I appreciate you tuning in this morning, because you could have tuned in anywhere else. But you came to Monday Morning Mindfulness because you were a little stress relief. I got something for you. Are you ready? All right, let's go. Here we go. I take a sip. You take a sip. I'm drinking tea. What you drinking? And I'm drinking rose tea at that. Right about now, we're going to do a little de-stressing this morning. So all I want you to do is just feel your body. Just feel it, feel good, and move it. And we're going to rotate, and we're going to stretch, and we're going to breathe. And all we're going to do is inhale deeply. Inhale through the nose, hold it, and blow it out. And feel free to say anything or nothing. Blow it out, or you can create a vibration going on up in here and go, oh. Okay, so whatever you want to do is fine with me as long as you do it. And you should not be looking at me. You should close your eyes. You should see nothing but the inside of your eyelids. So close them. All right, you ready? All right, let's do it. All we're going to do, sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. If you're laying in the bed, that's okay. Just stretch. How about that? Let's begin the process just by stretching. Waking the body up. Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that feels good. Oh, excuse me. Okay, see, I ain't in control of this. I'm just, hey, if you come up and come out, it's okay. And we just going to stretch that off. Just rotate them shoulders backwards and forwards. Just get the, you know, everything moving, flowing. What you doing, sir? Lymphatic system, baby, get it moving too. Yeah. Under the arms, under there, on the side. Yeah, get up. Yeah, get up. Now get up. See, you want to keep that lymphatic system moving. Oh, yeah. You see, they don't teach you this in school. Remind you of EFT, don't it? But that's okay. As long as you breathe in, blow it out. And from time to time, you'll hear this. And it's simply a reminder to stop, get out of here, and to get into here. That means get into the breathing. Listen to the breath. We listen to all that other stuff. Let's listen to us. To the ancestors who are speaking to us 24/7, but we got all of this all up in our hand, don't know what we're doing. Just put it down. Just you, me, and the Creator. Let's connect with the ancestors this morning, one of them being Baba Bugassi Jr., because he's listening, he's watching, he want to know what y'all going to do for him this morning, okay? So just continue to breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in, let us take the energy of that breath all the way to the top of the head. So let's breathe in. Hold it and exhale. Did you feel that? If you took a deep enough breath, you felt it. But if you didn't, that means you're not breathing deeply. That means inhale through your nose and the chest. Let's do it. Hold it. And blow it out. Oh, yes, I feel that immediately. I feel it all over you. You feel it? Okay. Let's continue breathing. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. We are always at the right place at the right time. As we continue to breathe in, and as we continue to breathe out, what do you hear when you're breathing? You hear your breath. You hear the ancestors. Not yet. Keep breathing. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that we are always at the right place at the right time. We give thanks for the ancestors who came before us to make our way possible. Yes, we are standing on the shoulders of giants who make it possible for us to sit here at a computer and breathe in and breathe out with another person on the other side of the world. How cool is that? As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. We give thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. Taking that breath all the way to the top of the head, bringing it down through the forehead, the face, and the chin, and landing on the shoulders. Yes. The breath of life is on the shoulders as we move forward and backwards. as we breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy of the breath down through the solar plexus, the chest, and the breast, and the sides, and the back, and the buttocks, as we begin to do the higher learning hip roll. And why are we doing this, Zelda? Because we sit all day at computers, and sitting is the new smoking. And you know what they say about smoking too much. So sitting is the new smoking. So we want to move while we're sitting as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, rub on those glorious knees, honey, because they work. They work. Not everybody has knees that work. So give thanks if you have knees that allow you to move freely throughout your day, because somebody somewhere can't do that. Look at you! Moving all on your own as we inhale deeply. And exhale. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. And yes, wiggle those toes. And then bringing that energy right back up through the feet and the ankles and the arches and the instep and the heel. Oh, yes. We talk to the feet. We talk to all body parts as we inhale. Giving thanks for the breath as we bring it back up through the legs. As we give thanks for those glorious knees that bend backwards and forwards and the thighs and the hips as we breathe in. We give thanks for the energy that moves through our breath back up through our sides and our hips and our back and our buttocks. As we continue movement of the higher learning hip roll, we give thanks. We are in a position to move because somebody somewhere can't move on their own. And you've been blessed with another day. Look at you. Looking all good. Thanks. Just rotating from side to side. Oh, Lord, you're welcome as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Bringing the energy of the breath back up through the solar plexus and the arms, and we stretch and we give thanks and we move because we can as we continue breathing in. Bringing the breath back up through the face and back to the top of the forehead as we give thanks that we are at the right place, doing the right thing, preparing for our day, because it is this type of preparation that will keep you calm in a state of chaos. And you should not be looking at me. You should be looking at the inside of your eyelids as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Now let's take one long, deep inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can. Feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And bring it back and blow it out. Inhale deeply. Looking to the right as far as you possibly can. Excuse me. Feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Blow it out. Bring it back. And these fingers right here, pretend this is your neck. This is where all the stress is. You can use these fingers to just gently or with low pressure, whatever you feel like, and just massage. This is where I hold my tension, right here. So I massage that, or you can just point. Just do something. Just touch yourself. Yes, you have my permission. Touch yourself. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that feels. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let's take another breath. And exhale. As we sit in the quiet, we give thanks for the power of the breath. As this is our chance for the beginning of the day to connect with the ancestors who have come before us to make our way possible. If that ancestor is a parent or a child or a loved one, whoever that is, let us give thanks for the memory of our loved ones, for the joy that they brought us, we give thanks. Because someone somewhere didn't get a chance this morning to give thanks. And aren't you blessed? Yes, you are. As we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out. We give thanks for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And we give thanks that we have breath. Unobstructed breath, because somebody somewhere need an inhaler. Somebody somewhere is on a machine. And look at you, and you take that breath for granted. We take our breath for granted until the breath appears to disappear. 30, 40 years ago, I'm working at Rush Presbyterian Hospital in the medical photography department, and I went to reach on a shelf to get a roll of film, and when I reached, my breath left my body, and I was and somebody saw me. I was about to pass out, and they rushed me down to the emergency room, and the doctor said, "Do you smoke?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you want to live?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, you need to stop smoking." I stopped smoking that day. See, the breath is the energy of life. If you want to be here, you got to protect all of this. See, because there are people, places, and things and situations and circumstances out there that don't want you to be your best. They want you chaos and confusion. They want you to be disturbed so that they can ease their way in and do whatever it is that they intend to do. And you'll just sit back quietly. Oh, no, you won't, baby. You had some breathing time this morning on Monday morning mindfulness. And you know the powers that be. You know what to do. Anytime you are confronted with chaos and confusion, you just start breathing, baby. And they gonna look at you like you done lost your mind. But see, the secret is you found your mind. You found the truth. Ruth. You know that the power of your breath can take you in any direction that you want to go. Just like all those thoughts that are built on your to-do list. Here. What you going to cook, what you going to eat, what you going to wear, where you going, who you going to see. When you hear that, baby, in your head, when you hear that bell in your head and you start breathing, and when you exhale, blow it out. I promise you, you got a little funk on your breath, got to brush your teeth, got some onions on your breath, a little stank, yeah, Odell back up, I promise you, okay? So just remember that this is something that you can take with you during the course of the day to empower yourself, because there's a whole lot of madness going on in this world, and they want you mad so they can make some money off of you. So you can go get a prescription, you can go see a doctor, and you might wind up in a mental institution. So just breathe. That's all you got to do. Just breathe in and breathe out. And I promise you, if you are listening, if you are quiet enough, you will hear the ancestors speak. So you got to get quiet long enough. You can't have radio, TV on 24/7. You keep on Female Solution in the Higher Learning Network. But all that other stuff, you have to monitor it, because statistics are showing that we have all become addicts. And addiction is at an all-time high. And in order for us to do that, to break that addiction, we have to monitor ourselves. We need the, not CPD, we need our own police, self-police. Not police, I don't like that word. But self-monitor, so that we can do the things that will help us, not hurt us. Like drink your tea first thing in the morning, or your coffee, whatever you have. Did you know coffee dries you out? I didn't know tea make your teeth brown, because the whitening, teeth whitening folks are 24/7. They want you. I digress. I do that sometimes. Anyway, thank you so much for enjoying this experience with me this morning. And I do hope that you will go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and to Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And, excuse me, you'll get a chance to see some other things there that will benefit you. Oh, and you can go to our new YouTube, Instagram page. Tell I can't keep up with all that in my head. Anyway, go to our new Instagram page and you'll see Higher Learning TV Show. And if you would like to comment, we would love to hear what you have to say this morning. You can put that in the chat. And there is something here. And it is from... There it is. Patricia Tyson, Grand Rising, dear friend. Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Female Solution. It is a pleasure. She was on last week with Shaw, Musical Geniuses. They have a company called Euphony. I hope I'm saying that right. And there's a great big concert going on, and I don't have the information in front of me, but I'm sure, Pat, that you will put it in there for me. Okay? All righty. Thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate that. And anyone else who is watching, feel free to comment this morning. But in the meantime, in between time, we are going to take our first break of the day. And when we come back, we will be joined by our very own Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations.
If you're not growing your own food, do you really know what you're
eating? Ooh, what happened? If you're not growing it, do you really know? Do you?
If you're not growing your own food, do you really know what you're eating?
As you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, there are my seedlings.
And as you can see, the water is coming down right in there, and as soon as the other seedlings grow, they'll be able to get daily water too. So now I don't have to be concerned with the garden because I have an indoor garden. And you see, there's a light because there's no sun outside today.
And if you are not a vegetarian, if you are a vegetarian, if you eat food, how about that? You can go to my page, ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com, because the food that you're eating is just it's not food, it's poison. Well, I'm going to do a whole show on that so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But in the meantime, in between time, let's take another break here.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, You better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is the first Monday of the month, and you know what that means. It's April 1st, and no, it's not April Fool's Day. We don't do that around. We don't fool around with your feelings and all that good stuff. As you can see here on the screen, go to our blog for daily news for updates as well. This is tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And you scroll down there, you'll see the information for the promo that I just sent you on the Tower Garden and honoring the memory of an icon. That is the iconic and legendary trailblazing career of our now an ancestor, Lou Gossett Jr. He is unlike that of any other actor, Lou Gossett Jr. The first black man to win Best Supporting Actor Oscar has made his transition at the age of 87 on March 29th. He is the first black man to win an Academy Award Best Supporting Actor. And we don't know the cause of his death, but his transition has affected many as it has affected me because we knew him from the roles that he played in the movie. And joining me today will be Lionel Abdul-Haq as soon as he comes back because he just disappeared. But in the meantime, in between times, Lou Gossett is the... Do you remember what movies that you saw him in, An Officer and a Gentleman? I mean, there's just a ton of movies, but I'm going to wait till Lionel comes back because I want him to be the one to express those sentiments. But until he does, in the meantime, in between time, let me go to this screen here, which is our Instagram page, and is the homeless project that we work on. I want to thank you, and you. I'm not going to go into any of the pages, but mark this and subscribe while you're there. Instagram.com, hln.homeless.project. This is where we go out. We go out every week, and we feed the homeless. And we do that because you are participating. And you continue to support those because we can't wait on the government. We already know they do not have our best interests at heart. So we do the work that we were assigned to do by the ancestors. And February 2019, my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered in Tent City. And he was homeless. I would say by choice, I guess. Anyway, all of these people showed up at his funeral, memorial, and I was just so overwhelmed, and I made a promise to them that I would always come and check on them. And by the grace of God and the grace of your generations, I was able, am able to do that with the team. So I'm not going to click on any of them because I don't want to sign in. That's what they asked you to do. I'm not about to sign in this morning. I just want you to see that. So if you would like to continue to support our efforts, feel free to do so. You can simply go to instagram.com/hln.homeless.project and you'll like and subscribe. I think that's what we do there. Yeah. And you can also go to, we're on TikTok now. You can subscribe to us at TikTok and you will get a chance to see the work that we're doing there. And you can also post your comments there. How about that? We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and it's all Higher Learning TV Show. And while I'm here, I may as well mention it. We get so many requests from parents. We are teaching the podcast training at CEO Superheroes. And if you go to our blog, you will see that information. So let me get that screen out of the way. Wednesday, we will be going to Betty Shabazz International Charter School. It is our last class of the spring session in which we are teaching them podcast training. And Lord have mercy, these 7th and 8th graders are so advanced than we were when we were kids. Well, you know, they grow up with this technology, so this is what they have to experience. And just know that all of this information will be on my blog as well as the blog for the Higher Learning Network, which is Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And I do believe, yeah, that's it. And while you're there, if you are so inclined to help those who are in need of assistance, we ask that you send in a tax-deductible donation. Zelda speaks for Cash App. For Venmo, it's Higher Learning Network NFP. And for Zelle, you have to ZeldaSpeaks@gmail.com. And PayPal, just go to the website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and you will see everything you need. And, yeah, it's tax deductible. All you have to do is say that, well, you don't even have to say it. We will simply share it. And if you want to call in this morning, the new number is 727-731-5192. That's 727-731-5192. And 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And I can also go to diabeticdonut.com, where if you can download the free diabetic donut recipe that you see me drink in the morning. Well, this morning I'm drinking tea. I have to take it out of the refrigerator and let it get room temperature because I don't like it cold. And it's not really good for you cold either. You need to be drinking things at room temperature. See, they don't teach you that in school, so you have to learn that on your own. So after I get through with my tea, I go have my drink. Let it set out for an hour or two so it can get room temperature. Everything just digests better when it's in sync with the body. Excuse me. So you do want to go to higherlearningnetwork.org. And there's a lot of mental health issues going on in the world. And we'd like to be a resource for you here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. So we're always trying to offer you information that will help you during the course of the day. And this is a 24-hour helpline that you can call in anytime. And if you have issues, we all got them, honey, anybody yourself, you can call and talk to someone at 773-745-2620. For those on the switchboard who can't hear, that is 773-745-2620. Okay. Yeah, and don't be ashamed. That is one of the things that we have got to get through. There is no shame in needing help. The shame is keeping it quiet and going through the torture of what's going on in your brain. The shame is keeping it to yourself and not letting someone know that you need help. You need help, do what you need to do to get some help. And this is the number to call, 773-745-2620. Take a shot of that and send it to someone, because somebody somewhere needs it. You know you got some folks in your family. I know I do. And they don't even have to be in your family, just folks you know. Send them the number. They need to talk to somebody. And also on our website, blackmentalhealth.com, if you go to higherlearningnetwork.org under resources, you will see freeblacktherapy.com. And just know that all the updates will be, all of these community resources will be on our blog on Tumblr. So just know that anything that you don't get here on the show, you can get it on Tumblr, and you can also find it on my blog as well. We always want to have community resources that will help you. And feel free to post those comments, and we thank you for that. And if you'd like to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. The lines are open. And I don't know what the problem is with Lionel Abdul-Haq, but he is having, yes, please call him. He is having a challenge this morning. Maybe we'll just bring him in. I'm going to call him. And we can just put him on the phone, because he is having some technical issues this morning. There he is.
Shalom.
Yes, you are live on the air. We will just do you. You can't pull it up, so we'll just bring you on video. Is that okay? I mean on the audio.
Okay.
Well, we...
Peace be with y'all.
He said, peace be with y'all. Thank you so much for joining us this morning of Community Cultivation. Somebody sent me a text and said, what is Community Cultivation, Lionel?
It is a faith-based social service agency with an agenda for change through education. We focus on four basic institutions, human development, education, business development, economic development, and we try to, address all of this from a perspective of culture, the influences of culture, the orientation of culture in terms of shaping our thinking and behavior, impacting our behavior, movies, music, television, and the internet. Have a tremendous influence, and we think that all of that have a lot to do with the state of the world situation, and we want to try to resurrect our human spirit that we think have been willfully and deliberately undermined and exploited as a result of mass media programming.
Yes, sir. You are right on time. So I hope that answers your questions for those who are listening who ask what is community cultivation, because if we don't cultivate our communities, guess who will? And it will not be at our best interest. How about that?
So, that's true.
We are celebrating the life and the legacy of Lou Gossett Jr. What did he mean to you?
Well, he was an actor. Actors in the context of the cultural influences of the modern world, or like knights, one of the knights of the Round Table, and King Arthur's court, King James's court.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who aid and assist the ruler, the ruling class, in what they perpetuate to the masses of the people in the form of movies, music, television, programming. And they have very little to do with anything other than following the dictates of the directors and acting out the characters that they play. Lou Gossett Jr. made a major contribution as part of the Roots series, which was one of the most outstanding programs, the most watched programs in the history of American television. And I think he won an Emmy or something for that. And what made it so groundbreaking and important was the fact that it was the first time the history of the story of Alex Haley's family was put on the screen in a way that actually dramatized the whole process from coming to pick up the slaves in Africa to bringing them to the shores of America, and the sojourn of his family from that point up to the modern time. And Fiddler was the character that Lou Gossett played, who was told and was ordered to train Kunta Kinte, the new slave, how to accept where he was going to be from then on as a slave. And he played that role very well.
Yes, he did. So well that people actually believed, and still believe this day, of the character that he played, even though he's gone. You know, and you said something very important, Lionel, and that is that even though he made a living as an actor, it was all part of the plan to keep us in a place that we don't want to be longer than we want to be there.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I've recently, when they announced his death on TV the other day, they showed a clip where he was asked about the role he played as Pitt. And he said the question was that he had played an Uncle Tom. And he said that there's no such thing as an Uncle Tom, that it was about survival. And if it hadn't been for people like Fitbuck, he probably wouldn't be here today. And I understand that's part of the idea that a lot of people have, that whatever you have to do to survive is okay. And I have a problem with that to a certain extent. I believe that saying that they attribute to Patrick Henry, which I believe may have been from somebody else, somebody like Crispus Attucks,
mm-hmm.
give me liberty or give me death.
Mm.
And this is an attitude that I think is really lost in the modern world.
Mm.
People don't have that attitude no more. In fact, apathy and cowardice are bigger influences in shaping people's response to most situations. than anything close to courage and bravery, faith, and the desire to want to make, to do, to put your life at risk for the benefit of anybody. Most people don't have that today. Most people even pick their friends and raise their children to be an asset or benefit to them. They're not so much concerned about that child or that family member or those friends being much of an asset to themselves. Their first thought is whether or not this person is going to be an asset to me. And that's rooted in the materialistic, vain orientation that nobody matters but me mentality that this modern world culture has fed us to the extent that we really believe that nobody matters but us. And if you are not of benefit to me, you are of no value.
Mm.
And this is what is imposed that is worse than death.
Mm.
This is a mindset that is really worse than sacrifice. It's better to die than to live as a slave, especially in the context of what they will have your children do. Whatever they'll do to you will be worse for your children, because if you don't teach them the example that life is worth living and worth dying for. The whole concept of humanity, the whole concept of Jesus' sacrifice, is to dramatize how important it is that you be willing to stand up and speak truth to power, even though it might cost you your life.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then the oppressive forces that want to intimidate and rule you by fear to force you to bow down to something other than God himself.
Okay.
Then you are giving up more than your life. You're giving up your future.
Mm.
Your children's future. Because the oppression will continue for generations as it has.
And continues to until we do something different.
Well, it's going to be over whether we do anything or not, because it can't last. It's unsustainable. It's contrary to the very nature of creation that God established. The laws and the rules that generate and perpetuate life are in conflict with these ideas of vanity and nobody matters but me.
Mm.
Nobody matters but America. And this is what is going to change. It's going to change whether we do or not. The whole Quran says that Allah will just raise up another people and start all over before he'll let this situation continue. But the resurrection is really about our restoring our humanity and throwing off the oppression of vainglorious, foolish behavior.
And foolishness has become a way of life.
Call it April Fool's Day.
Yeah. They didn't come.
And it's interesting that it comes right after Easter.
Comes right
after Easter. Every year.
Yeah.
Comes for April Fool's Day. And I wonder who they're saying the fool is.
Hmm.
Because the reality of what we've been given over to in the name of Jesus is foolishness. It's cowardice. It's apathy. they should have a situation of, I mean, every time they have one of these mass shooting situations, the reality of panic that they create is the sensation that they see. And the fact that people, that nobody out of thousands of people, in fact, that they do more damage with the stampede than they do actually with the shooting. They do more damage with the horror, the fear that they ignite by starting to shoot than they do with the actual bullets that they fire. Because the fear drives people to demonstrate such cowardice that they don't care about the people, the children, the old people that they're running over trying to get away.
Nothing.
And this is a sad state of affairs. This is a sad commentary on the culture, the so-called culture. I call it a culture. OCCULTURE. This is a fake. This is what Satan promised in the Holy Quran and in the Bible. He said that I was going to make them curse you to your face. I am going to have them reject all things that you have put in them and give them over to such foolish and vain behavior that you won't find any of them even grateful for the mercies that you have given. And such people are fit for nothing but the fire.
Right.
Allah says in the Holy Quran that if you can get them to go to those extremes, I will fill hell with them and you.
And on that note, it is time for our next break. Lionel, we'll take calls when we come back later on at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We'll be right back with Lionel.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks, and thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day, and thanks for listening.
Here on The Female Solution, your host, Zelda Speaks, co-host Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivations, and we are celebrating the life and legacy of actor, icon, and legend Lou Gossett Jr., who made his transition at the age of 87. He is now an official ancestor. He is no longer here with us in body, but he is definitely here with us in spirit, and we are most grateful to have had him on the planet all these years. 87, in case. Or those of you who don't know who Louis Gossett is, where were you at in 1997? That's what I want to know. Was 1997? Was it 1977? What year did it come out? Anyway, Louis Cameron Gossett Jr. I never knew his middle name was Cameron. Did you? He was an American actor born in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. He made his stage debut at the age of 17, and shortly thereafter, he successfully auditioned for the Broadway play Take a Giant Step. Born in 1936 in Sheepshead Bay, New York, New York, never heard of that one, and he made his transition March 27th in Santa Monica, California. Condolences to his wife, Cindy James Gossett, and his children, Sadie Gossett and Sharon Gossett. You know what really makes me think, Lionel, as I read about his awards, Academy Award winner for Best Actor in Supporting Roles, and it made me think about what you said about how he was doing the work of those who had an agenda other than something positive. I'll put it like that. I didn't see it that way, but I did think about how he is recognized as an actor, and that's one of the things that we as a people, we always want to be recognized by something or someone other than ourselves. Oops, Lord, have mercy. I've been talking all this time. How did I get muted? I have no idea. I've been thinking about the fact that he was nominated as a Emmy Award, you know, just giving him all the accolades. But he was also a tool, an instrument in helping us, helping the world see our condition through his eyes. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, the people who write and produce programs are the ones who are developing, who have an agenda. The people
yes.
who are acting, they really don't have, their greatest agenda is to survive and to be a part of the process as a valued member of the king's court. There's nobody in America, no job in America more recognized or gratifying in the sense of finance and praise from the rest of America than people who act. Because even more so than the directors and the people who write these programs, the people who act in them are given celebrity status like nobody else. Because they are the ones that the people identify with playing these roles. But they didn't create the roles. They didn't even write the lines that they say. They just acted out. And
right.
But in the context of the ruling class, those behind the scenes who create, distribute, and publicize these programs, they have an agenda. And their agenda is to exploit and degrade humanity. And they have done a very good job. And but that is the job. If the more you read scripture, the more you connect to the idea of Satan and the role that Satan is playing in scripture, the Holy Quran, the Bible, the Torah, this idea of a satanic character, an intercessor, someone who wants, some being that wants to come between you and God and let your dictate be from him, from that being, instead of God. And in the interest of having more fun, they lure people into foolish behavior. In the interest of avoiding pain, suffering, and death, they lure people into acquiescence to oppression and tyranny. Out of fear, they get people to sell their soul, even their allegiance to a divine being, because they are afraid of Satan. They are afraid of the Masa. And this is what has happened. This is where the world is now. The greatest thing that dictates people's behavior is fear.
Mm.
Not the fear of God, but the fear of pain and suffering.
Mm.
And that is where people are. And in the interest of trying to avoid pain and suffering, they gleefully and joyfully indulge in the foolishness that makes money for their slave master.
Say that. And it won't
these
stop.
Oppressive, oh,
go
it's
ahead.
Stopping already. The situation in Baltimore.
Oh, the Brit.
It's very profound set of circumstances that have occurred and the reality of how much of a powerful situation that is yet to be seen. But how that ship lost power in the first place is something of concern. How do you lose power on a, when you know you're carrying that kind of a load, and
right.
now you can't steer it, and you don't know where it's going. How did that happen? I haven't heard anybody yet say how that happened. But I do know that in light of the world situation, especially America's role in what's going on in Gaza, America's failure to respond to the situation appropriately to deal with the suffering of the Palestinian people, to deal with the situation in Haiti, to deal with the situation in the Congo, to deal with the situation in the refugee camps in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya. All these Muslim countries, basically, and African countries, countries of people of African descent, are going through some terrible situations, and we over here partying and bullshit. Excuse me. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we are hit with a situation that didn't cost a whole lot of lives, but is going to affect major, major situations economically in America. But we didn't want to give any money to help out. The money that we got, that we already lost on that shipwreck, is more than we could have. If we'd have paid half of that in terms of helping the situation in these world crises, we would have been much better off. And maybe God would not have allowed that boat to lose power. But you know, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you will wish you had. If you don't respond like a human being to situations of dire human need, you will wish you had later, because there are going to be consequences for your failure to respond appropriately to situations that your human heart, your human conscience should have told you was more important than the BS that you're going along with every day.
Yeah, because you look at how the world is in such chaos and confusion and how, excuse me, how we just, you know, we look at the news and we say, we turn our heads and say, oh,
don't even look at it no more.
Yeah.
Don't even look at the news.
Well, yeah, I know, because I'm one of those, but I know that the information that I need in order to continue to help humanity, that information will be available to me whether I look at the news or not. It will come to me some kind of way. So I'm content with that. But not...
And even the news that they don't even show us all the news. As bad as the situation in Gaza is right now and in Haiti, there's very little being said about it on the news.
Yeah.
Very much.
And then if you're on the news and you say something about it, you might be experiencing what they call it, pushback.
Pushback.
Pushback, yeah.
Pushback.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, whatever you have, I would rather have my conscience appeased. I would rather try to please God than to try to please these people. You know, my soul is going to be accountable to Allah. And based on what I know, the least I could do is say something. There's a saying in the Islamic context when you see a wrong, an injustice, or an evil, something being wrong, you are supposed to stop it with your hand. If you can't stop it with your hand, you are to speak out against it with your mouth. And if you can't do that, the least thing you can do is to show that you do not agree with it and express, and let that be the least expression that you can have this did not show approval or support for. But you got to do something. And failure to do anything, failure to respond, not even wanting to know what's going on is part of apathy. Apathy is a state of mind where you don't want to know what's going on.
Mm.
You know, people, the arrogant, who see the homeless in the street, they put their nose in there. You know, the image of the sophisticated person is that they walk with their nose in the air. They hit, but that's because they don't want to see the things that are beneath them that might cause them to feel pity or concern. So they walk with their nose in the air so they don't see the things that are beneath them. And that is the character of the kind of Donald Trump kind of people. The arrogance, the power, the rich and the powerful, the elite. They don't even want to be around the suffering of other people. They don't even want to know about it. And that's where we are. Too many of us are trying to escape the responsibility of what the world has come to because we don't want to have to deal with it and be moved to make some kind of effort to address those problems.
You know, and so many people are afraid, Lionel. They're just afraid to speak up because we sit in front of the TV all day and absorb these messages that they're sending us, and it places us in a state of fear. So you cannot operate in a state of fear.
Well, you gotta recognize that, you know, if you should be afraid to die in a state of cowardice.
Mm.
You should be afraid to die and go before your maker because there's something after this. This is not the end of it. You will reap what you sow.
Amen.
And the journey of the soul is what this life is all about. You are on a journey. And what you do in this journey, how you respond to the circumstances of your life will be the biggest factor in terms of what kind of life you're going to have when you leave here.
Mm.
You will get what your hand calls for. Ain't nobody going to give you. The whole idea that Jesus' sacrifice pays for your sin is a fool's idea. And April Fool coming after Easter is very appropriate for people who think that somebody else is going to pay for their sins.
Wow.
That is foolishness 101.
Foolishness 101. I never heard that one before. Okay. How do we move forward? That is the question of the day. If you are just joining us, we are honoring the memory of an icon, legendary Louis Gossett Jr., who made his transition to become an ancestor. He is now among the ancestors. And he has left us with thoughts, thinking about his presence and what role he played in the scheme of things. And it is from my understanding, Lionel, you say that he was somewhat being used by the system who successfully tried to continue to indoctrinate us with not only subliminal messages, but just outright lies. And we believe
it. And to, you know, well, I mean, all praise is due to the Most High. I know that God is just, and he will could take into consideration the level of misguidance that most of us are under. And, pray to God. I'm sure that God will be merciful in the context of people who just don't know no better. But when the truth is out here, as much as it is today, when people are being made to look at the reality and rethink their reality, that's not a bad thing. And people have to have the courage once they recognize. You know, that's why we keep saying this. You know, we've been bamboozled, run amok and led astray. That's not just something to say. That's a reality. And if you know that, then you can't just keep going along with the program and think you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You can't just continue to be scared of what the mosque are gonna do when you should be trying to be free from the mosque. Even if you got to leave, even if you got to go someplace else, but if you have the ability to speak, if you have the ability to organize, if you have the ability to come to the call of those who have the courage to speak out and support them, that's better than doing nothing and just going along with the program.
Right.
This is a time when if you don't do what your heart tells you to do, then, you know, you will reap the consequences of that. Judgment Day is about using good judgment. And Judgment Day before, you know, when the Armageddon, when the war, the final conflict between good and evil is heating up right before your eyes. People who say they represent good are doing things that are certainly not good in the context of the consequences of their action or inaction. If people are dying or starving because you want to go after the terrorists, but you don't care about the civilians. Getting the terrorists is more important than the fact that you're going to kill all these civilians.
Mm.
That's the judgment that is not consistent with, I think, any divine order that I can think of.
Mm.
And to allow that to happen, to give them the weapons to do it, makes you an accomplice.
Uh-oh.
To that slaughter. That makes you an accomplice to that slaughter, and you got to pay for that too.
Mm.
So I mean, this is not a joke. This is the time when people really need to speak out and say what is good and what is right, even if it means your life. It would be a small price to pay for me. If I can get a ticket to paradise as a result of speaking out against something that is so obviously wrong. I don't blame the people at the bottom as much as I do those at the top who are orchestrating and herding the people like cattle. But I do have some judgment for people who allow themselves to be like cattle. I don't want to be cattle. I'd rather die than be cattle.
Mm.
Don't herd me. Don't treat me like a animal that has no conscience, that has no intelligence. Don't just tell me anything and I'm just supposed to go along with it just because I'm scared of you. No, that ain't the way. That ain't the way. I'd rather die than to accept that. And the idea of give me liberty or give me death is a saying that is rooted in American culture, but we don't practice that.
Mm. No, we don't.
And that's the reason why we catch in the hell that we catch in, and there's more to come.
Yeah.
You
said the best is yet to come. And it is, we are honoring the memory of an icon, Louis Gossett Jr. How in the world that we get to be where we are in the space that we are. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you would love to hear your comments right after the break, 727-731-5192 and 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And let me remind you that if you have children, a school, church, or organization that is in need of podcast training, we're available for you. These are our children that we teach from Betty Shabazz International Charter School here on the south side of Chicago. And you can sign your children up at higherlearningnetwork.org.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
We are on air everywhere, online all the time. If you are just joining us, this is the Female Solution, and we have the solution, especially if you're a person that likes to eat.
If you're not growing your own food, do you really know what you're eating? As you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, there are my seedlings, and they are getting light.
And that is our tower garden that you can go to if you are eating food bought from any store anywhere. You don't know. You're not eating real food. I'm going to do a show on that this month because when I found out that the cabbage that I love was made from plastic, Lord have mercy. Now I got to grow cabbage. I was growing green, so now I'm going to grow some cabbage. Anyway, I digress. I do that sometimes. Anyway, go to ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com and you'll see some information there. Also, there's information on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.WordPress.com. Let us go to the comment section, and we'd love to hear what you have to say this morning. Grand Rising, beautiful conscious souls from my sister from another Mr. Viata's tiny village, says, how did black people get where we are today? Some of us listened to our grandparents and rose to excellence, and some had no wise grands, mentors, or parents. Wow, that's a whole mouthful. Thank you, Viata, for that. What is your response to that, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation?
All praise due to the Most High. I think people do the best they can, and they respond according to what they have been taught. If people were, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that people were taught that Jesus dying for our sin was what salvation was all about, instead of setting an example that if he would rather die than to submit to Caesar, you should too. Because Caesar was not your friend. Caesar is not your friend. He's not just, but he does not have your best interest or your children's best interest at heart. And if you really love your children, you will fight against Caesar. You will not go along with Caesar's program because you're scared of what Caesar's going to do. Leave. Go someplace else. You know, the Holy Quran said that on the day of judgment, people will tell Allah that these people were oppressors. They were terrible people. And Allah said, well, couldn't you go someplace else?
That bitch put it like right.
Dude, you didn't have to say that. You could have gone someplace else. But it is better to stand up. It's better to stand. The people who are leaving El Salvador and all these big places because of the drug violence, the gang that are running the country. The people are leaving on rafts, trying to get away from the hell that they are facing in their home country. They're trying to leave, but at the same time, if you had stayed there and fight, maybe you could have gotten the drug dealers out of the country. Mm. You know, but you have to have some faith in God to help you against your oppressor, and even if you die, it's better to stand and fight than to just run. Mm. You know, but even running is better than standing there and letting the oppressor rule your life and your children's lives. Mm. So the whole idea of being a soldier, the whole idea of being willing to go and fight for your country, if you go fight for your country in Vietnam or in Afghanistan based upon stories that they told you about weapons of mass destruction, but you won't stand up to these devils right here?
Hmm.
I don't, there's something wrong with that picture. And we have to understand that the people who, when Eisenhower left the White House, he warned us that there was a collusion between those who make weapons and those who legislate American policy in foreign countries.
Mm.
And that he said that if we don't watch these people, they will have us creating problems that will come back and haunt us later on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all about the money. They don't care about the lives of the people. They actually go and start some mess between people in order to sell weapons to both sides.
Mm-hmm. Someone just sent
and
me.
People,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
someone,
I was just going to say that this is, go ahead, babe.
Go ahead and finish your thought. I just want to share a text with you.
I was just saying that, you know, this is what we've come to. This is where we are. And we could do better. We could do much better if we would get real, as the young people say.
As the young people say, and the young people are sending me a text this morning saying, what does that have to do with the life and legacy of Louis Gossett Jr.?
It has a lot to do with it, because because I mean, if you go, Louis Gossett, I don't know. I mean, I heard the other day that Oprah gave away $400 million. They don't publicize it, but they do good work, and I recognize the good work that they do, and I'm sure he got a legacy of good work that he has done for his family and for people who were close to him and various charities and things he supported. I don't know that information, so I can't talk about that. But my concern is the idea that people who masses of people are being misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and we need to expose that idea more. With the killing of Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X, that should not have stopped people from making the charge that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and that we need to get real. That should not have stopped because he was killed.
Right.
The idea of unifying people of African descent, the organization that he formed, the Organization of African Unity, that should not have stopped. Somebody should have picked that mantle up and carried that mantle on in his name, or just for the sake of the fact that it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody did. So, I mean, I would have liked to have seen the actors who supported the civil rights movement do more than just march and make donations, but to actually get involved with the miseducation of the Negro and trying to change that miseducation into real education.
Change miseducation into real education. Because the
which
thing
is what
that
community college. Yeah, that's one of the things, like I said, community college probation is committed to developing education programs that speak to the real issue. We have a class called the human being and self-development. Need that.
Need that
very bad.
Being in self-development.
And the idea of self is that we have more than one self. We have our individual self. We have our communal family self. We have our community self. And each of them operate on principles that are parallel to each other. They extend from just an individual to a social level and institutional level, and we need to get back in touch with those fundamental principles that were responsible for laying the foundation of civilization thousands of years ago, that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray from.
And continue to be. Until today. I just noticed something here, Lionel. I am scrolling through Google, through his list, Louis Gossett Jr., his list of accomplishment movies, things of that, plays, things of that nature, and one of them came up was Lou Gossett Jr. list of movies and TV shows under TV Guide. Now, we didn't know this when we were coming up, but that TV Guide was an example of the continuation of programming. They would tell us who comes on, when, what time, and the name of the episode or whatever it is. And that has evolved from a little booklet, a program guide that we all used to get in the Sunday paper, for those who used to read the Sunday paper. And it was showing us a lineup of the things that we could watch during the week, because every week we get a new one. And we were being programmed then by paper, but now we're being programmed with electronics. And after listening to Viata's show last night, Soul Purpose Healing, you know, the Female Solution is on 7 days a week, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. and on Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m. And then on Sunday evening, Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. And Baba Kwame Sunhor is called in, and he said something that I thought was just so apropos. He said that we are now on the information plantation. Technology is the new slavery. The new Jim Crow is the Jim Codes. Jim Codes is the new Jim Crow. And how the technical AI interferes with DI. So artificial intelligence has taken over divine intelligence because we have become addicted to the cell phones, and the repercussions of that addiction is alarming because our children are now being programmed with something that is in their hands 24/7. See, that wasn't around when Lou Gossett was coming up, when we were coming up. But now it is causing chaos and confusion in the homes of families because that which we used to watch on TV at a certain time, after school or whenever, you don't have that anymore. You have the phone with you 24/7. So that we are now trapped in AI. And AI, as good as it is, or it appears to be, it's not for your best interest because they are removing the humanity from humans. They want us to be bots because they're stealing all of our, well, they're not stealing it, they're taking it because every time we use the phone, we're giving them permission to track everything that we do. How many apps on your phone do you have that you're not using? And why are you allowing these major corporations to capture your information? What does that have to do with Lou Gossett? It's all about the programming, baby. It's all about the programming. Until we get that into our heads, we will continue doing things that we do that don't give us the results that we want. That's why we're discussing the life and the legacy Lou Gossett.
Brother Lou Gossett and all the other people in Hollywood and show business. You know, they say there's no business like show business. And that's the thing to say in the context that these are people who act, these are people who fell up on the ideas that are created by somebody else. They didn't create these ideas, these images. And I think the thing that made Roots so powerful is that it was a historical reality TV. This was reality TV. This was probably the first reality TV we had ever been exposed to, the most reality. I mean, 12 hours of programming of the history of slavery. And
yeah.
It was very well done. I think it was Spielberg who was involved with that, and directing that. But one of the main characters in that saga was Asner. What's this guy named Asner? He used to be on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He played the slave master, the ship captain, who went and got the slave from Africa. You know what I'm talking about? Well, one of the things that they illustrated in that book, huh?
Dick Van Dyke?
No, his name is Asner.
Asner.
He played the slave master, the one who went and got the slaves and brought them back on the ship.
Yeah.
And whoever was the director showed the change in that man's soul from the time he started the ship, the journey, to when he finished. And it was a dramatic portrayal of a person whose soul was in torment and had suffered a lot as a result of him bringing the slaves back from Africa. And that aspect of drama, that aspect of storytelling, is important if you're telling a true story, but not some make-believe story or some story that you know is a fabrication of facts and reality in order to make some kind of other point. And the human drama of Root was a reality, the biggest dose of reality I think this country had ever had in one 12-hour documentary. And it made a tremendous impact.
Yeah, because people went to work the next day and wasn't talking to each other. It was scared to talk to each other.
A lot of people did talk. And it started a conversation about the miseducation that we are still receiving.
Yes. And it opened some doors because it allowed us the opportunity to have a conversation. And it's a conversation we need to be having.
And we should have had before.
Thank you.
So all praise is due to the Most High. I think we're getting the more we raise our consciousness above fear. You know, the fear of master is what's blocking us from even making an effort to be free.
Mm.
And that's got to change. It's changing it because if you know, in bringing down Goliath, he set a lot, God set a lot of people free. But they could have been free all the time, but they were scared of Goliath. And it was only when one person had the heart to stand up based on faith that he was able to overcome that slave master. And we have to overcome slavery. We got to get people to convert, to repent, and to convert back to their human identity. You know,
yep.
to say that human beings are just born sinful is another misrepresentation. We're born in sin because we're born in a sinful environment that encourages us to sin.
Mm.
But our nature is not sinful. Our nature is not to be evil and mean-spirited and hateful. Our spirit is to be humane.
We're not doing that. Some of us are, but many of us are
not. Because we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray.
Amen. Yes, we have. And it's up to us if we want to make a difference. We got to do something different. We got to get serious.
Get real.
That's the name of the game.
Get real.
As the young people say, get real and keep it real.
I can't overemphasize how profound it is that those two words, get real, have resonated in the hearts and minds of a lot of the young people of the world, not just in America but the world. And if they don't do nothing but let that register in their heart and mind to the point where it becomes an inspiration for their behavior, we can be free tomorrow. The future looks good based upon the fact that those two words, get real, is resonating in the hearts and minds of young people all over the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you just tuned in, we hope you're enjoying the show. We're speaking with my guest, co-host Lionel Abdul-Hot of Community Cultivations. And yes, we are discussing the impact that the ancestor, actor who is now an ancestor who has moved on, the impact that he has had on all of our lives. If you'd like to share any of that information, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Do it now because the show ends at 9 o'clock. We only got about 5 minutes. You can also call in at 727-731-5192. Do not wait until the last minute to push 1 so that we know that you want to speak, because we will be just about out of time. So if you want to make some comments, you want to do that now. And you can also make those comments online if you're watching on our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok channel, Higher Learning TV Show. We'd love to hear what you have to say. But in the meantime, in between time, as you can see on the screen for those who are watching, I've been scrolling through the list of movies that Lou Gossett has played in, and the tremendous amount of work that he's done and the legacy that he has left. And it reminds us that we still have work to do. So what are some of the things that we can do in order to get real so we can move forward as a people, Lionel?
Well, as always, I think we should pray. Mm. We should pray sincerely. Pray sincerely for guidance, for intervention, for divine intervention in the affairs of the world. And then we need to get up from prayer and go to work on doing something that is going to affect reality, that's going to get people to recognize and to get real, to cut off the foolishness, you know, the March Madness, all of that foolishness. I mean, sport and play has its place, but it has gone too far. It has gotten to be too much of an influence. We need to cut that down. We need to cut off the fun, and get to work.
Mm. And one way to do that is to simply get quiet and listen to the still, small voice, because the ancestors are always speaking. All you got to do is get quiet. You can't hear them through the radio, TV, and the, you know, with the headphones. You can't hear them. You got to get quiet, because that's when they speak to you. And some people might see that as spooky, but, honey, that's how the ancestors work. You just got to get quiet long enough to listen to them. For those who want to contact you after today's show, they can reach you how, Lionel?
773-642-1453. That's my direct phone line. It doesn't ring very much. I'm not sure about the why I couldn't get the video thing working, as we had practiced on so hard, got going, but for some reason or other, it didn't work today. But I like to talk to people. I think that the texting and videoing and all that stuff, there's no replacement for direct communication, and I think we should do more of that and get real.
And once again, that number is
742-1453.
And for those who want to email, because a lot of people don't like to talk, they can email LionelAbdulHawk@gmail.com or 773-642-1453. It is 8:58. Thank you so very much, Lionel Abdul-Hawk of Community Cultivations. We'll see you next month on the first Monday in May.
May.
I had to remember what month it is. Oh, thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Hawk. We appreciate you. And we will
appreciate
see you.
The opportunity. I thank you very much. May God continue to bless us. And I look forward to the next time, and I think things are going to be all right. I really do believe we're going to rise to the occasion and get real.
Amen, and that's what we do. Thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Hawk of Community Cultivations. You can reach him at 773-642-1453 or Lionel Abdul-Hawk at Community Cultivations. Thank you for joining us. And as I play the closing for the Female Solution Show, stay close, and Naima Latif will be here with us.
We come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
That will have the update, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Anything that you want from the show that you didn't get, it'll be on my blog. This is my blog. The other one was Tumblr.com for the show. But right now, it's time for the after show. And I will share with you the screen today with my executive producer of The Female Solution, and that is the one and only Naimu Latif. Try to see how long I can hold that note, right? I had my super tea this morning. I'm good to go.
All right now.
Take it away, Naimu.
Born in the month of April, this is always my personal new year. And so I like to kick off things on April 1st as a way to go into the future with some power and energy. And today we are kicking off a 5-day launching of a system to free us all. Now, just imagine a world where everything you wanted, you could have. All you have to do is just ask, and it'll be given to you. And imagine a world where what you like to do, whether it's singing, dancing, if you like doing podcasts, if you like fixing automobiles, whatever your talent, your skill, your interest was, you could do that. And your needs will be provided for, your home, your car, your clothing. And you are valued for whatever contribution you made to the society. What if everything you needed was absolutely free? Well, just think. There would be no stress. You would be living in joy and peace and harmony. And there would be no crime. Because nobody would be angry because they don't have what they need. This would be a heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earth would be the heaven it was really meant to be. So we're going to introduce to you that heavenly system that you can start living right now, right here on earth. And it's called service. Sharing earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. Now, 10 o'clock Central, which would be 11 o'clock Eastern, and you can calculate the time wherever you are in the world. We're going to spend just 25 minutes preparing you for the new earth and inviting you to begin that process right now in your own life. It's easier than you think. And I listened to all the things that were said today. Lionel Abdul-Haq made some very powerful points. Even in observing the demonstration of the one we know as Jesus, that there is no death. So why are you living in fear of people who are threatening your life? No one can take your life. Your life is eternal, whether it's inside a body or outside a body. You are ever existing and self-healing. So you're not here to be sick. You're not here to suffer. You're not here to live in fear. You're here to live in joy. To enjoy what the earth has provided to all of us for absolutely free. So how did we end up paying for things? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, because it's unnecessary. Everything is free. We just have to recognize it. And we need a system to transition us out of the programming. And of course, our dear sister talks about programming all the time. We've been programmed to believe that there's not enough and that people won't share. And with that incorrect belief, we are living in fear. Now, that's just like somebody who takes maybe their spouse and their three children to live in a mansion. But instead of living in the mansion, they only live in one little closet way upstairs, away from everything else in the house. They live in that closet, and they never leave that closet. They just stay in that closet. The only thing they can do is change their clothes and sit around. They don't have any of the amenities because they're living in the closet. Now, the rest of the house is there, but they're living in the closet. Why are they doing that? And they're under the belief that there's not enough space. And so they start fighting because there's not enough space. Well, that's what we're doing on planet Earth. There's more than enough room, and there's so many resources all over the planet. But we're choosing to live in a little closet. And that's why our cities are so full of crime and violence, because we're misperceiving reality. And there's nothing stopping us from being anywhere in the world we want to go. And there's nothing stopping us from creating whatever we need to have. There's enough space to grow all the food we need. There's enough space to create housing out of whatever the earth's element. Wherever we live, we can live. Because that's why there are people living all over the planet. You got people living in, what, Antarctica?
Right.
Where it's freezing cold, but they figured out how to make that work. They make their homes out of the materials they have, whether it's snow, ice, igloos they live in, and they eat whatever the earth provides. So it's not like we don't have a way to go. And you don't have to live in Antarctica to have space, to have a lot of space. You can live anywhere on the planet. And there will never be more people than the planet can hold. Never. It's only when people choose to live in the closet rather than spread out that they have the misunderstanding that there's not enough. And then the idea that people won't share. So because people are believing there's not enough, they won't share because they think there's not enough. But this system that we're living in, it wasn't always this way. It wasn't always a state of fear. Something happened where someone introduced an idea And then we've been programmed generation after generation after generation to follow that idea and believe it's reality. So today, we're going to take you through the process. There are five steps to creating a moneyless society, because that's the way of the future, because it was the way of the past. And there are all kinds of cues that we were giving, we're being given even now, that things are changing. That's why people are getting the inspiration to create new monetary systems. You have cryptocurrency and all other kinds of bartering systems, because people are removing the power that's being held for too many generations by a banking system that's based on a false belief that there's not enough and people won't share. So we have to, first of all, relearn the reality that there's always enough. And whatever we have because the earth has given it to us for absolutely free. We just have to choose to share, but now we need to learn a system of sharing, because we've been programmed too long to withhold from people because we believe there's not enough. So we've got to go through some deprogramming, and we're going to go over the five steps that we'll be addressing each of these 5 days from April 1st to April 5th. Join me every morning at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Text message, it's okay. It'll be in the archives on my Facebook page, on the Female Solutions Facebook page, and YouTube channel. Because we want you to begin the process. And you don't have to worry about whether or not it'll work, because it's already working in certain places that people haven't been programmed. There are places on the earth where people are living in bliss because they're not allowing their minds to be controlled. And you all talked about it today, the control that is created by these cell phones. But this can also be a source of power and liberation if we transmit the liberating information into people's minds, which is what we're launching today. We got samples of it all over the earth. Now, have you ever watched a beehive? And everybody's busy. Everybody's, that's what I'm saying, busy as a bee comes in, because everybody's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they work and they make that honey. They pollinate the flowers. They're working. You ever see anybody push a time clock? You ever see them push a time clock? You ever see them cash a check? You ever see them go to ATM? No, their needs are taken care of. They're organized. Everybody contributes. Everybody produces. Everybody has a role. And everybody's happy. Because they all contribute to the collective well-being, and they all share. Human beings can do the same thing. Now, we like to say we're of higher intelligence and we're the superior species. I'm sorry, people, we're not. Because if we were, still be employing the same system that even the insects employ. Collective work and responsibility. Now we got somebody that had an inspiration even to explain that that's the principle of living. One of the Kwanzaa principles, cooperative economics, collective work and responsibility, Kuumba, creativity. I mean, all of these things that the insects use. We've been given these principles, but we don't know how to employ them because we've been programmed with fear that there's not enough and people won't share. And yet, we see the insects doing it all the time. If I value what you contribute to the human collective and you value what I contribute to the human collective, and we choose to share what we have, and I choose to honor you, even if you don't provide something for me, you provide something for someone else. And for that reason alone, I share with you what I have. Now, we can do that all the time. But because we've been programmed to think of how can I get more than what you have, or how can I feel like I'm better than you because I have more than you have, we first have to deprogram. And that's what today's session is about. There are five steps to serve, actually creating this system that you can live by, where everything in your life is free. today we're going to go over step one. Change your mind. And it's deep programming. You have to know that this is a possibility. And with these steps, you'll also understand how to create that system in your own life. Because step two is to identify your wealth. You are wealthy beyond measure. And all you have to do is recognize what you have. And we're going to go over each of these steps. Each day is another step for you to prepare to live in a moneyless society. And we will create that society. And each person has the power to do that. And we'll show you how. So that you're not living in fear. And one of the most powerful things you can do is to recognize that whatever exists can change. One of the reasons why we get stuck is that we keep thinking there's some power that's greater than yourself that controls life and won't change. When in fact, all of us have the same creative power of the creator of the universe to create what we need. And every time we do that, things do in fact change. And so that is one of the things that we're looking forward to preparing you to do, is to create what you need. I mean, just think, there was the automobile that was created because people wanted a mode of transportation, and it changed our whole society. Every time there's a need, someone gets an inspiration to create. So if you're thinking that you don't have money, money is something that was created as a means of exchange. What happened is that the idea of controlling people was interjected into it. And so instead of it being a way to share, it became a way to not share. And that's why we have this problem.
Hoarding.
But today, we have enough things where we really don't need to rely on the monetary system in order for us to share what we have. We just need to identify that we have it. And then identify what others have.
That's useful to you.
And that is useful. That's useful. And identify what it is that you do. What do you contribute that others need? And think of all of your skills. Think of all of your talents. And that is a part of what you have to offer, your wealth.
Your intellectual property, that idea that you have that you haven't moved on.
Absolutely.
That's wealth.
If you think of all the inventions that we have,
that we haven't moved forward on.
And we haven't moved forward on.
And you look up and see it on TV and it's like, I had that idea a couple of years ago. Yeah, but you didn't move on it.
Absolutely.
And now somebody else getting credit for what the universe, the ancestors gave you that you didn't move on. So now you mad at somebody. You walking around, got an attitude all day, cussing people out, being short, running people over in traffic, not holding the door for things, just all kind of chaos because you didn't what you're supposed to do.
And that's the magic of this, because the divine mind is like a broadcast station and rolls up in radio. We can really identify with it. Sending out signals, and if you're in tune, you pick up the signal. So when it's time for an idea to be introduced, the creator sends out the idea. If you're in tune, you pick it up. Now, those who act on it, well, those are the ones who get the benefit. Those who don't, like you say, you see, you look up and say, I had that idea. So it's time for us to evolve out of an enslavement, which is what the current monetary system represents, and to evolve into a system that frees us from those who in the past controlled everything, controlled all the land, controlled all the food, and they're still trying to hold on to that control. That's why people are getting inspiration. They're receiving those, they're receiving that broadcast from the Creator to create something else so that other people can't control whether or not you eat. Other people can't control whether or not you have shelter. Other people can't control whether or not you have clothing. People are coming up with ideas. They're receiving those inspirations from the divine. And those who move on it,
reap the benefits, real simple.
Reap the benefits, and they change the world.
Yep.
I mean, electric cars, the idea for electric cars has been around for decades. And the people who are in the auto industry that are making gasoline cars, they resisted that for a long time because they saw that that was going to remove their power until they realized, okay, why don't we just get on board and just create some electric model cars? Because for a long time, that idea was resisted. Oh, wow. And then you had people who were making money off of oil. What happens if your oil is no longer available? Well, this is like the people who were making horseshoes. We don't need you anymore. We're driving automobiles. So rather than be upset that we can't change this system, we got to keep it because I got to keep my money. No. Realize that things are evolving and changing. So that's what's happening now. That's why you see things like cryptocurrencies and other kinds of things. People are coming up with a way to free us from dependency on a monetary system that withholds the symbols of money from a vast number of people and creates poverty.
Did somebody say crypto?
Yeah.
I think somebody said crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I knew 4 years ago what I knew today, I'd have got crypto a long time ago. You and I had both had this conversation with Asai.
Absolutely.
We invested in crypto and forgot about it. Everybody's looking at the race going up, going down. Look, I ain't got time for that. I got other things to do. I got to be quiet long enough so I can hear the ancestors speak to me. Ancestors said, let it go, do what you do. And what, 3-4 years later, I look in there and I got, I don't know if I should be saying this over there. It's some money in there. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, enough to do a lot of things.
A whole lot of things, yeah. And one of them is to go get a computer today. Blur. Okay.
Yes, and so this is why when people are inspired with a new idea, they change the world. Because what would happen if you have a source of money that someone else created, but it actually is empowering you to do what you need to have done.
And they created it for you. And they're just waiting on you to wake up and smell the Bitcoin.
So money is whatever we agree it is. Money is whatever we choose to use as an exchange. Now, we can use something that everybody has so that nobody is living in poverty, and that's what service is. So step three is to identify your friends. Because these are the people that we're going to initiate the service system with, people that you know, like, and trust. And it's important that they be people that you know, like, and trust, because this is based on the system of honor and honesty, integrity, and trust. It can't be based on greed. It has to be based on your desire for the well-being of others. The current monetary system is based on greed and selfishness. This is a system based on benevolence. I want you to have. And if everybody had that same spirit, I want you to have, instead of I don't want you to have because I want to feel like I'm better than you because I got more than what you have. Instead of us having that, we have a desire for the well-being of others. And because of that desire, we will see our wealth increase and we will recognize the wealth in others.
Good karma. good karma.
And so you want to have people that you know, like, and trust.
Got your back.
Who can create this system with. And as it expands to more people that you know, like, and trust, you will see your wealth. And the fourth step is for you to express your needs. What is it that you need from others? And that is what is going to empower you to begin the process of living with absolutely no money exchange, but your desire for the well-being of others and their desire for your well-being. And you being able to exchange what you need for what others need. And everybody getting what they need and nobody having to spend anything. And so it's an organized system of sharing in which what you have is valued and what others have is valued. And then you actually get more if you share with someone who doesn't have. And you get points for that. And it's those points that you use as money, as currency, as a means of trade. So service points is what we're using to replace money. How much have you served? That is valuable. And that's what you can trade for what you need. So we've created an organized system to make this happen. And it's a transition from using physical currency that only some people have access to using spiritual currency, which everyone has access to. And it's the same currency that the bees use. We're part of a community. Everyone contributes and everyone receives. And nobody suffers. So let's raise our intelligence to the level of the bee so that we can then create a moneyless society. We've always had the power to do it. Like Dorothy and the slippers, you know, you always had the power to go home. You just needed to go through some things before you realize. We always had the power to create this moneyless society. We just have to go through enough suffering. When we see what happens when you're selfish, you see that when you withhold from others, you have less. You create anger and fear because people who feel like you won't share will take from you by force, so you have crime. So even when you have something, you can't enjoy it because you're always afraid it's going to be taken.
Can't take what the spirit gave you, baby. Don't work like that.
So, step five, once you have put all this together, is to begin living a moneyless society. And we're going to show you how the system of exchange works. All you need is a cell phone, which has a phone number and an email address. That's all you need. And this is your means of living absolutely free. So we're going to show you how.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. April 1st, I'm free at last. Moneyless society. Let service rock, baby.
Yes, it's so simple. And yet the only thing that creates a challenge is your own. Are you willing to be fair with people and not have greed? Because this is something we could have done all the time, all along, but our own greed and based on fear that there's not enough and people won't share, that incorrect belief, that's the only reason why we haven't done this before.
And why we still hoarding. But I'm letting y'all know I'm cleaning out my closet today. I am.
But now, now that you know that everything you have has value and you can use that to enrich others and be enriched, we're going to show you how all that stuff you've been hoarding, now make it work for you and make it enrich those around you. And we can eliminate poverty, crime, violence in our time. We say this all the time. And now we have a system to do it. So we want you to join us.
And tell us what service again means.
Service stands for sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implement creative exchange.
Say one more time.
Sharing
Earth's
resources.
Voluntarily
implementing creative exchange.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So we have it, and you have it, and you will be able to implement it, and you will be able to see how much wealth you are receiving and circulating as a result of just starting out with those friends that you know, like, and trust. And you'll see how powerful this is. And you'll realize we could have done this all along. Now, for those who need some time to deprogram themselves from fear, today's session is important. Because before you can put in new information, you have to get out of the old information.
Yep.
What do we know? What does this say about pouring new wine into old wineskins? You can't. You gotta get rid of all the old so that you can receive a new thought. The old thought is based on fear. And fear is based on a misperception of reality. You're living in a closet even though there's a whole mansion that's available to you.
Like the movie Denzel was in where he bought his mom, was that American Gangster? He bought his mom a great big old mansion and she stayed in one room in the whole house.
Because that's what she was used to.
That's what she was used to. And we say that not to embarrass anyone, but to help you recognize the frame of thought that you're walking around with, how you've been programmed. Remember we talked about Lou Gossett and the TV guide. We've been programmed since the 1900s, 1800s, since whenever the TV came out in the
1900s. Before then, look how long it took for slavery to end.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful
physical slavery. Now we're in mental slavery.
And we talked about the role that Lou Gossett played in the movie Roots. And in the miniseries Roots of Fiddler, his job was to condition Toby, to condition Kunta Kinte to accept being Toby and being a slave.
Right.
And this man who knew he was a free man could not be conditioned.
Right.
He could not be broken to accept the idea that another man owned him and could control him.
Right.
But Fiddler's job was to get him to see there's no hope. So you just have to survive, just adjust so that you can live. And that's what we've been programmed to believe. We've had centuries and centuries and centuries of programming to believe that there is a class of people that controls everything and we have to just do what they say or they'll kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the program.
Mm-hmm.
So the one we know is Jesus. Used a lot of creative principles that people did not understand and therefore called miracles. Well, miracles happen when you get rid of the program. People saw him feed multitudes with what looked like nothing. And they saw him appear to die and then reappear. So how are you doing these things? Because what we are living under is an illusion. We're living under the illusion that we can't create what we need. And so we think that we have to fight others or compete with others. We're living under the illusion. And we're living under the illusion that other people have the power to end our lives. That's an illusion. Your life can never end. It's an eternal spirit that you are. You can't be killed, so why are you living in fear? So the one we know is Jesus was dispelling the myth under which we live that kept us trapped, keeps us trapped in this system of programming, thinking that other people own things and we have to compete for it. When in fact, Mother Earth has given us everything we need, and all we have to do is share.
And listen. And listen and move forward with that listening. Go find you a tree, hug it. I told you I thought Oprah was crazy hugging on trees, and it's like now I get it, understand. Go up to a tree and just sit there. Take off your shoes and just sit down and listen and breathe. That's all. Just breathe. That's all.
Well, you know, everything in the universe is alive. Everything is alive. And trees hold information, and they transmit it just like every other thing, things that we think are inanimate. Everything is
alive.
They
don't teach you that in school because they don't want you to know.
Right.
But you learned it right here on where? The what? The Female Solution. Boop.
That's what I would say. You know, that's why I'm excited, because I see a new reality manifesting.
Yes.
And everybody is receiving inspiration to create. And that's why the world is changing, because the people who used to have us believing they control things are seeing people's minds are being set free, and they are creating other things. And so the things that the other people use as a means of control are obsolete. We don't need you anymore. We don't need your money. We don't need anything. We don't need your education. We don't need you. You're not powerful. We are creating what we need, and we're choosing to share what we have. So there is going to be no crime, violence, or poverty.
Don't need it.
New earth that we are creating as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And all who are getting inspiration to create things that are changing the world, we're tuned into the divine mind, which had as a plan for this earth for it to be the heaven it was meant to be. And we're going to see it happen in our time.
And it's all taking place in about 27 minutes, because that's when Naima will be on at 10 a.m., so you just may as well stay close to your computer.
Yes, or your phone. You can tap in if you're walking and out and about, but you got your personal computer, and that's why this piece is so powerful, because it's the prelude to how we're going to evolve. As a species, we're going to return to the universal system of communication that all living beings have access to, and that is telepathy. And when that happens, you won't have to pay a cell phone bill. Just send and receive thoughts. That's the level that humanity used to be on. We lost that skill, but every other living being still has it. That's why you see, when you see a flock of birds, and they all get up and move at the same time, because they can connect, they're connected mind to mind.
I used to wonder, how did they do that? It's like you see them on the top of a ledge, and all of a sudden, they all go at the same, and I've been trying to figure that out to save my life, and it was through the Female Solution podcast that I learned that they are on a certain vibrational level. And when you're on that level, you pick up and go where everybody else go.
Yes. So we have the same capacity. We lost it because with the natural communication that all living beings have, the telepathic communication, there's no line. You're communicating mind to mind, heart to heart, soul to soul. I'm sending you and receiving from you real feelings. So we think we're of higher intelligence because we use spoken word, we use verbal speech. Well, if what you say isn't what you really feel, what are you doing? You're lying. You're being untruthful. So because we lie, we lost the skill, the capacity for telepathic communication.
But we just found it today, and we're going to find some more at 10 o'clock in about 15, 20, 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So come on back to your cell phone, your computer, whatever device, your iPad, and join us for step one of service. Sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange.
And once again, step one.
Change your mind.
Step two.
Recognize your wealth.
Step three.
Identify your friends.
Step four.
Express your needs.
And last but never least.
Live for free.
In a moneyless society with spiritual currency.
Yes.
It's called service. Are you ready for the introduction at 10 a.m.? Text somebody right now. Call them. Fax them. I don't know nobody do that no more. But send them a text. Let them know. Tune in where at 10 a.m. in 15 minutes, Naima?
They can tune in to the Female Solution Facebook page or YouTube channel or my personal Facebook page or YouTube channel. Naima Latif.
N-A-I-M-A-H-L-A-T-I-F.
You don't see me on Facebook, so.
Right. Look on what?
YouTube.
YouTube. And yes. The YouTube channel, is that the media connection?
That's my personal YouTube channel,
Naima Latif. Okay.
Yes.
So that they can see that right here for those of you who, oh, Lord, are the words getting smaller?
It seems that way, but it's actually the eye.
It's the eye. So I need an eye treatment. So, yeah, we both need that. Facebook.com, Naima Latif, or YouTube.com, Naima Latif. Thank you so much, my sister, from another mister. Sorry if I didn't get to all your comments. We do have a few comments here. It got that one already. It got that one already. And, here's another one from my sister, from another mister, Viata.
Yeah,
love the glasses and matching headrest. How did you find that? Well, I found the glasses first, and then I found the head wrap. I can't say what. Tony gave me the head wrap. How about that? Okay. So thank you so much for being here with us this time. You will be splendid once you hear this show at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, in between time, I have to leave you with this message because this is the message that you need to hear, and you will hear it again and again and again. Stay on purpose. Ooh, that is not the one. Nope, that's not the one. You have it here anyway, so you may as well go to onaireverywhere.com and check it out. Daily highlights and all that good stuff, and then I'm going to pull that up, but then you can go to and see that any kind of way you can. But I want to leave you with our brand new greeting and some other information, so be sure and check it out. You'll be glad you did because it's right here waiting for you. And be sure and share this video with someone because everybody needs to see this. They need to know that there is a moneyless society waiting, and it's available. All you have to do is what? Show up. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to more of Higher Learning with the Female Solution at 10 o'clock. Thanks for watching, thanks for sharing, and thanks for caring.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.